What's going on, good people? Good morning. Blessed is a good morning. It is. Every day is good. You got a good morning. You got a good afternoon. You got a good night. Good day. Good week. I mean, not even the word good. The word good is an understatement to how I feel this week. I feel great, you know. As I can see in my life, things are changing. Definitely not a change for the worst, but for the best, for the good. You know, not one to, as the youngsters say, I'm not one to cap. You know, I like to live my life according to what I see. Of course, you have your good days and your bad days, but I just like to pretty much push myself, you know, and then try to really enjoy the good days and not so much mention or really indulge in the bad days. And I've been through a lot, you know, and that's why this podcast means a lot to me. And I'm hoping that it means a lot to people that are out there listening. And just hopefully y'all taking something away from what I'm giving. And hopefully what I am giving is making your life just a tad bit, or if not a lot, I want to say a lot better than what it was yesterday. Please don't let yesterday hold you hostage. If it was a day that maybe didn't go as planned, or certain things about it may have kind of like rubbed you the wrong way, don't let yesterday take you up. Don't hold you hostage. Today is a new day. It is your life. You are in control, and you need to control it. You know, I am one to step out here on blind faith and live my life the best way I can. Not according to no man, no woman, but just, you know, just what God has given me. I like to try to take it and make something out of it, you know. And to those that may have different, you know, ways about how they pray, and I mean, no disrespect at all. However you pray, however you praise, if you don't, whatever you hold true to yourself, whether it be family that motivates you, a spiritual totality, whatever the case may be, hold tight to it and find your why and keep pushing, you know, because we tend to, you know, I do this, you know, we tend to let our emotions, our feelings, negativity, and all the wrong things control our life. But for me, one thing that controls my life is just how I do what I do with my life. I don't let nobody else control what I do. And if you want to control my life, then you're in, you know, and you're my friend, pretty much you're in the wrong business, and you may need to go find another friend, because it's not going to happen. You know, you got to walk with your head up. You got to walk with your shoulders straight. And you have to walk with a personality of, you know, hey, man, I meet this person. You know, we don't know what kind of energy they have until you actually start to really, like, see what this person is about. But, you know, make it make sense. Be truthful, be honest, you know, be who you are, you know, and we all falter, we all fall, we all have our mishaps, we all make mistakes. It is a way of life. Unfortunately, you know, God didn't set us up for this. It wasn't set up for us to stress, to be bothered, to have disease, you know, none of that stuff. You know, it wasn't set up. The world was made a certain way. And of course, sometimes, like myself, we like to get in the way of what the big plan is. And literally, sometimes you can mess up. You can actually sometimes like block your blessings, and you don't even know that you're blocking your blessing. You just out there doing what you do regular, and you think that it's regular, but ultimately it's not. You know, I mean, I want to, you know, I really want to dive in on something I heard E.T., the hip hop preacher, real down to earth guy. Never met him, but I just get that feeling on his energy. And Man, let me tell you, bro. Like, some of the stuff he says, really, like, it gets me. It really, it holds me, and it holds my attention, and it keeps me, like, on my, you know, in my lane. I don't have to jump into nobody else's lane. And it helps me out. Like, when I want to speak, when I want to, you know, talk about what I want to talk about, it helps me out. It gives me a clear mind when I listen to it. I listen to him every morning, you know, before I pray, before I walk out the house and I go to work or wherever I'm going. You know, I say a quick prayer just to, you know, go home, to go out, be safe, and to come home and be safe. You know, it's a lot going on out in the world, a lot of evil out here, man. So we gotta keep spreading love and keep, you know, doing what you're doing. And if you're trying to make a difference, then keep, you know, keep trying. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. Don't let nothing else determine your life. Don't let hurt determine your life. Don't let upset family members determine your life. Don't let nothing that has negative influences and just overall control, let it, you know, influence your life. You gotta be ultimately who you are, and that is all that matters. Whoever you are, be that person 24/7. Don't change for nobody. If you have to walk into a room and you can sense the energy is off, don't change because the energy is off. You be the energy that that room needs to change. You understand what I'm saying? I don't never conform to the energy. I may challenge it, you know, but I'm not going to conform. I'm not going to cower. As Jay-Z said, I'm not going to walk into a room and cower and change. I'm going to tell you how I feel. My voice might be a little raspy because, you know, hey, it's just how it's coming out, you know. I mean, this is a podcast about mental health. This is a podcast about just being yourself in general, speaking of your downs, your ups. And today, really, man, it's really just speaking about the ups, man. Like, I'm blessed. I'm beyond blessed, man. I get to wake up. I get to see the sun rise. You know, I thank God for the day. I'm thankful and grateful for just everything that I have and everything that I don't have. I'm nowhere near perfect, and I don't claim to be. I will never claim to be perfect. As it's been stated, we were made in the sense of perfection. But unfortunately, nothing is perfect in this world except little babies. They come in innocent. To me, they are, you know what I mean? And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, babies come in, you know, they're born. They're the ones that are looking for love. They're sponges, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what this world is and what it's about. And it's up to us to teach them, you know. And it's up to us as adults to be strong leaders, to be preservers, and, you know, to keep things going. Not, you know, spreading hate, not misguiding love. And when I be my misguided love, you know, by taking advantage of somebody and, you know, telling, you know, in that aspect, using love as almost like it's a bad thing. And it's not. You know, you find somebody, you love them, you cherish them. That's a good thing, because in this world today, with everybody's mentality, you know, if you find somebody, man, and it's like, it's there, and, you know, sometimes it's gonna be hard. Sometimes you gotta work, and things may not always go as you plan. I mean, you know, it happens, man. It happens to me. It happens to everybody. I'm not, like I said, I'm not perfect, and I'll be the first to say, man, I'm gonna challenge myself. I'm gonna always challenge myself to do better. I'm gonna always see other people's opinion, because some things do have to change, people. We can't sit here and say, oh, well, you know, that's you know, oh, you don't like, well, that's me. That I'm not try to make a change, break a habit. I believe somebody told me it takes at least 21 days to break a habit if you are actually like pushing forward and trying, like really every day you're practicing that good habit. And like what I've been practicing now is not being so harsh, and even when I'm telling the truth, like even when I'm being honest, but not being so harsh, because it can come off as being arrogant. It can come off as being even angry. You know what I'm saying? I had to really learn that about myself. I had to sit down and write. And I love writing. So I write it out. I write my pain out. I write my happiness out. I manifest, you know, what I want. I write it out, you know. And over the time, I've seen where I've spoken on certain things. And I'm not a magician. I'm not trying. When you speak, you know, certain things, you begin to believe it and you see it. And, you know, definitely I've seen changes in my life because I spoke on these changes. I prayed for these changes and things come. Now, am I very stern in what I do? Yes, I am. Am I very strong-headed? Yes, I am. Am I very to the point? Yes, I am. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. And you have to be. Because people need to know that you mean business, whether you mean business about your job, whether you mean business about the lady you're dating or marrying, or whether you mean business about the fella you're marrying, ladies. I mean, whatever it is that you're into, at the end of the day, there's no, you know, discrepancies on my end. You know, be who you're going to be, but be who you're going to be 24/7. Don't decide to be this person 4 hours out of the day, and then, I mean, you're pretty much going through an identity crisis. You know? So, you know, but overall, you have a right to live your life the way you want to live your life. I'm not saying go out here and do all kinds of crazy stuff and get yourself in trouble, and you're going to suffer the consequences. Point blank, period. That's just the gist of that. I mean, you can call it what you want to call it, but you know, if you really want change in your life, get out here and change it. You know, tell yourself that I get up, I tell myself, I love myself. You know, I love who I am. You know, I'm worthy of love. I'm worthy of being loved. I'm worthy of loving someone. You know, I am worthy, and I love myself. And I truly do, because years ago, I couldn't look in the mirror, and I really couldn't look at me because I was just disturbed by what I saw. And it was just overall. It was just, you know, I was in a bad place, and I just didn't like what I saw. So I actually stayed away from the mirror. I would go in my bathroom and I wouldn't even look at it. I would go with my head down because, you know, I didn't have a car. I didn't have a good job. I didn't have, you know, I didn't have nothing. I was single, alone, and just, you know, just miserable with decisions I made. And then I told myself, I had to talk to myself one day. And I said, something's got to change. Something. And it was right around the time when I went to go get my job at Verizon call center. And I was like, something got to change, man. Something has to change, and I want it to change. I want better for my life. I want better for my kids. And ever since that day, it's a few years back. It was about 2018 when I started working at Verizon. I was there for 3 years. And I mean, whatever I said that time, I mean, I was taking Ubers. I was getting rides to work because I didn't have a car. You know, and I saved up my money. I worked hard. I did overtime. I did what I had to do. I pushed myself, and I got. You know, I said, you know what? I'm gonna get this. You know, and one pivotal piece of that pushing forward was my big brother, Wayne Terrell. Man, God rest his soul. I lost him this year due to violence, gun violence. And he told me, man. He said, listen, bro. He said, you on my team. I mean, we took to each other. First team I was on, we took to each other. He said, "Man, I'm gonna make sure you shine. I'm gonna make sure everybody on this team shine. But you my little brother. I got you. We gonna work." And he, all the bad habits that I had came into that job with. I did not leave with. You know what I'm saying? I stopped doing a lot of things. You know, and you know, in the year 2019, 2020, maybe, I think it was, maybe 2021. No, it was 2020. You know, I even went as far as making sure my health, you know, when I had found out I was pre-diabetic and my blood pressure was just like through the roof, and, you know, anxiety was like, ah, man, I was going through it, man, but I was changing. As I found it out, I was changing it, and I was just like, man, I was really just like loving who I was becoming, man, and it was a beautiful thing. And I just kept going, and just kept fighting, you know. And left death there because, you know, things, of course, you know, what comes with time, change does happen. Change is evident. Change is going to come. Change is going to come when you least suspect it. You may not like the change, but it's going to come. You're either going to accept it, and you're going to pretty much, you know, figure it out and make it, you know, work for you, or you're going to conform to it. You're just going to be, you know, you falter. Some may call it weak. Others may call it just whatever they want to call it, you know, overall. But I got to say, man, like, I took control of my life. I took control of my life. I allowed God to be first and just acknowledge that there's nothing, and I'm speaking as a Muslim man, there's nothing that I could not have done if I hadn't prayed, if I had made the decisions that I made to better myself with having God first and foremost in my life. All praises are due to Allah. You know, and I just kept going, man. And things just changed around me. Everything changed. You know, I went back to school, got a degree. You know, like, it's and now I'm currently back in, about to get my second degree. I mean, come on, man. If that ain't changed, I don't know what to tell you. If that's not manifesting what you want and speaking of it, I have it on my blackboard, my little dream board. I have it up there, what I'm doing. Podcast, author, you know, and everything I've so far put on my dream board. I'm either doing it, or I'm in the midst of doing it, or it has already been done. The only thing that I am waiting on, I'm not going to rush it, but the only thing I'm waiting on is, you know, finding the, you know, a lady that is, by all means, a woman of God, just who she is inside and out, represents her no matter where she's at, no matter what she's doing. And I'm quite sure in my past I may have had a chance, and we all sometimes we mess things up, and I can be a man and hold myself accountable, because I am a person that loves to speak about accountability. You know, sometimes you gotta start over. It's unfortunate, but we decide to do things and we end up losing out. You know, we end up losing out. And it's something, like I said, we're all works in progress, and it's something that I'm looking to work on and in hopes for things to change for my life. You know, I don't want to end up with the wrong female. I don't want to force myself to be with somebody that either doesn't want to be with me or is just being with me because they want to be in a relationship. I want somebody that can deal with me like I can deal with her. And, you know, we're figuring it out together. We're a team together. We may argue, we may fuss, we may fight, we may have disagreements. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. But that's my teammate, and she's like, she has my back and I have her back. But we got to take advantage of our lives, man. We got to take advantage of our lives, man. There's no reason why we're out here when we have no date, no time, no hour, no minute, no day, as to no month, no year, as to when it can all be over and we're not out here living our lives to the best of our ability. I'm doing that. Every day I get up, I go to work, I'm thinking about the next step. I'm planning for the next step. I'm never going to lay dormant. You know, 39 years young, I got life. I got life to live, and I'm going to live it. And when I say that, I don't mean going out getting drunk and doing all that crazy. No, I'm going to live it. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to spread love when I can. I'm going to stay away from hate. And I'm just going to manifest whatever I can through God and talk and just and tell the universe, hey, look, this is what I want to do. I want to be an author. I'm working on writing my book. I want to be a top podcaster. I work on my podcast. I want to be a motivational speaker. I am a motivational speaker. I don't speak in the tense of, oh, I'm going to become. No, I'm going to become. I am all these things right now. It's just an early formation. You know? And I'm going to take my time and go on and do what I got to do. Be blessed. Be happy. Be fruitful. You know? Be strong. There's no reason why we should be out here miserable. If somebody's making you miserable, leave them alone. If somebody is making you happy, but there may be a challenge, then you got to work with them because nothing's going to be perfect. You can't step into anything and think, man, oh yeah, this better be this. No, it's not going to be that way. It's not going to be that way. You know? And I don't have to, my ability to reach you guys, I don't like to scream a lot. You know, I know a lot of people that get out, motivational speakers, they scream. I like to speak. My voice is baritone. I like to speak and just demand your attention. That's it. And we all work together. We work as one. We trying to get to where we going to get to. And, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, unfortunately, but it happens. But sometimes you have to remove things out of your life as well that mean you no good. You gotta cut it off. It's like fat on you. You want to remove it. You go work out. You do whatever, and you know you work it off. And hey, next thing you know, it's no longer there. You know. Harbor no ill will, no bad feelings, because all that energy is going to do is it's going to make you miserable. It's going to make you just like, it's going to make you feel like, ugh, like that ugh feeling. Like when you can't take a bath or a shower or whatever you decide, and you the water may not be as hot as you like, and you still feel kind of ill, like, you know? So don't have that feeling, man. You know, go after what you know, man. If you got a dream today and you wake up and you say, you know what? I'm going to start on my dream. Take your steps. Take your baby steps. Live your life. Don't live nobody else's life. Don't live through nobody else's dreams. Live through yours. Make your dreams come true.